is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to the children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield. And people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat.
And put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. Tons and tons of things happening here on Agenda 21 Radio. We'll probably read to you the grievance that's going to be read today. It's going to be read today, as of course you probably have heard, that we've had a change in leadership in California, as well as many other states. There's people that have been, I guess you can say they're very, very anxious to move along, progress, you know, progress, called progressives. We're going to read to you the grievance from, it's number 50. It's okay. We only have 45 more to go till we get to 95 grievances. Isn't this just craziness? We've been doing all these grievances for all this time. Interesting, isn't it? 95 grievances as opposed to 40. We started with 40. We got to 40, and all of a sudden, boy, boom, shazam. Shazam. Anyway, just a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio and also New California. So go to the website, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. A lot of things happening there. Okay, as I have been doing, I'm going to play it again so you can hear it. Ben Berquam, good old Ben Berquam yesterday. This is at the Gavin Newsom swearing in. And Ben is pictured. This is from his own Facebook, Frontline America, Ben Berquam. This is what the caption under the YouTube says. By the way, those of you that want to take this off the air, my copy is stored in computers scattered throughout the nation now of this. So no cleansing it, no taking it down. We have other varieties and formats to keep this video and audio alive to all of you out at UC Davis who want to scrub the internet clean, okay? It's all done. It's, you know, these guys were smart enough to put this immediately up, take it off Facebook, because I don't think you can find it on Facebook now. Yeah, we knew what you were going to do. And within minutes of this publication, it was in a different format, so you can't touch it. It's here. It can't be wiped clean. We're getting smarter than you guys out there. Now, some of you know what I'm talking about. UC Davis engages in such activities, as do, you know, most of the universities. They pay people to scrub the internet, keeping it clean, so nothing bad can be said about such people as Gavin Newsom. That's why he was so cloistered yesterday. Imagine this. You're going to go to your inauguration. You want to go to the inauguration of the governor of California, the great state of California, 58 counties. You want to go to that. You are John Q. Public. Oh, and you're just so, you want your kids to go. You want to celebrate. This is just absolutely democracy at its finest, right? Well, I can tell you one thing. The California government is democracy at its finest. Now, of course, you have to understand the difference between democracy and a republic. Hello? So you're pent up. You get in the car. You drive 6 hours to go to the state capitol. And you go, wow, they advertise it as outside. We can see it outside. We don't have to go inside the other cloistered rooms of the state capitol. In which you can only get, certain people can only get tickets to get to that. So it's advertised as being open to the public. And absolutely, it's the people's inauguration. Quote, the people's inauguration. That's what they couched it as yesterday. And to your disappointment, out in front of the state capitol is a big white tent. Not really that big, actually. Seating is limited and by ticket only. And those that get the tickets are the ones that are the elitists who get the tickets. The elitists get the tickets and you don't. Your kids don't. You can't see it because it's in the white tent. That's what's going on, guys. It's in the white tent and you can't see it. So then Ben Berquam steps up. And it's history now. This is the swearing-in ceremony. Newsom's about to be sworn in. And Ben's going to step up and be the disruptor. Here we go. He's breathing hard. Anticipation about what's to happen. A Christian cross on his left lapel. Here we go. He's stepping up.
I object! I object! You have no right to swear an oath to a constitution you've already broken. Corporal Ron L. Singh's blood is on your hands. Corporal Ron L. Singh's blood is on your hands. Shame on you! Shame on you! Shame on you! Fight sanctuary states! Stand up, America! Shame on you, Gavin! Shame on you! He has no right to swear an oath to a constitution he's already broken.
Ah! Ben Berquam, yesterday. I played this for the last 2 hours, of course, at the beginning, because I think it's very fitting, because he's telling the truth. Those of you that wanted to drive such a long ways, and you did, there were some of you who did, you couldn't get in. And you couldn't get in because the elitists were there, and you weren't. You are the slime, the scum, as an American citizen in California. I want you to remember that. In Gavin's world, he has no use for you. You're just a citizen of the United States of America living in California. you are his enemy. And he aims to, well, do whatever he needs to do to get rid of you out of this state. Because, you see, he has other dreams. Being the proponent of sanctuary state status, he wants to bring in as many illegal foreign nationals as he possibly can do into this state. And what does he want to do? He wants to destroy the state's sovereignty and association and affiliation with the United States of America. And he'll use any means necessary. And yesterday was quite a little display, in my opinion, about how much he has disdain for you, the American citizen, living in the United States of America. Don't you hate it when this happens? In your own state of California, and you thought your kids could see a role model as a governor, right? And knowing full well that that wasn't the case. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a dictator again. Part deux, dictator two. Dictate 2.0 dictator. Or dictator 2.0. I like that one better. Dictator 2.0. It's like a software program of sorts. But what's going to happen to generations of Americans? No liberty for you. No freedom for you. Not if you're in California. Well, at least that's what they think. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
That's the Truth Vacation Chronicles, and I have a clip here of Nancy Pelosi that you just got to see. I'm making sure that it's put in one of these videos in case C-SPAN decides to scrub it or something, which they might. This is a very interesting little clip. Nancy Pelosi, once again, the gift that keeps giving to us Republicans, has given us the Democrat playbook right here. She tells us one of their tactics, what they do, how they like to smear everyone. So, pay attention.
Uh-huh.
Here it goes.
Here we go.
Self-fulfilling prophecy. You demonize, and then we call it the wrap-up smear. If you want to talk politics, you call it the wrap-up smear. You smear somebody with falsehoods and all the rest, and then you merchandise it. And then you write it, and they'll say, see, it's reported in the press that this, 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 and this. So they have that validation that the press reported the smear, and then it's called the wrap-up smear. Now I'm going to merchandise the press's report on the smear that we made. And it's a tactic, and it's self-evident.
So did you catch that? What she says is you start out with something that's a lie, and you throw it out there, and then the press picks up on it, and they write stories about it, and you say, see, it's written in the press, so it must be true.
Shocking. Just shocking. You demonize your political opponent. The press reports the lies as if it were true. You use the press reports as validation that your lies are true. A tactic. In her own words. I had to play this. It popped up on Facebook. I said, okay. This was this was first broadcast, I think, a year ago. I mean, look, this is at least a year old. Let's listen to some more about what they are saying here.
This is exactly what they did with Trump. They demonized him. It was all fake about the Russia collusion. This is what they did with Kavanaugh. It was all fake about these women coming and saying that he did these things. The last one was even ludicrous, that Swetnick one. This is the situation we're dealing with. This is how these people work. They worked with the press to make it seem like what they were saying was legitimate. They tell the lies. The press reports the lies as if they were truth. Truthification. They are trying to make fiction into truth. And that's what they do. So, I wanted you to see this. Please share this so people can see.
Ah, the truthification business. Truthification business. Just what we all want, right? We all want truthification, said Nancy Pelosi style. I hate it when a plan comes together, don't you? I absolutely do. You know, it's kind of interesting. This is an age-old tactic. But it's been hyperized, I guess you'd say, put into hyperspace, so to speak, because of the fact that what you've got is you've got a media that is, of course, in mass media, you know, mainstream media, as we call it here in the United States, that's completely using the lie as well. They're lying, and they've been lying, and we've known that. But here is their process explained by Nancy Pelosi herself. Outrageous, yes, but this is their tactic. Truthification. We're going to tell a lie about you, and we're going to tell that lie as long as possible. And, you know, Goebbels and the Nazis and all these totalitarians, this is something that's been calm and fair for them. But there are ways to stop it. And that's what we're about here on Agenda 21 Radio and all the alternative media. That's why people have been looking for sources of the truth outside the mainstream media for at least the last 30 years. I know I have. Truthification. Just what you want. We all want that. Why not have a little truthification? It's like truth or consequences, right? Tell us the truth or you're going to have some consequences. But in this case, they don't have consequences, do they? They just go on to the next lie. See, that's the beauty of narcissistic behavior, right? Like, you always saw this with Obama. You see it with Hillary. They're narcissistic, and they're pathological liars. The pathology for them is to lie. Now, we've had this discussion many, many times, and the media is massively engaged in this. That's why tonight, when the president reports, now this is according, I'm going to go back to if I can find it. Don't know if I can find it, sweetheart, but I'm going to try. The Drudge Report. We'll pop this bad boy up. Okay, these are some of the leading stems in the Drudge Report, so let's see how this all pans out. Ah. It says, tonight, Trump Oval Office address, emergency declaration, ? I say yes. Networks to carry Pelosi Schumer rebuttal. Okay. There we go. Networks, and that's fine. But the thing that's bothering me is I don't know. Because I've heard a story, I've heard conflicting stories that the networks are not going to carry his primetime speech. Okay, so I cannot get clarification on that, and we will try, hopefully, before the end of the show. But this is what I'm seeing in the news now. So if they're not going to carry his speech, yet they'll carry Pelosi and Schumer's rebuttal, after he gives a primetime speech, probably carried only by Fox News and alternative media out there, it'll be on the White House channels and YouTube and things like that. So we'll put it up on our website and carry it live. News anchors attend pre-speech White House lunch. President's unpredictable style faces test. Can't afford to lose immigration case. Backlog keeps growing. Shutdown weighs on federal workers. And some freshmen, oh, we got that one already. So I'm a little, okay, let's launch into this one, which is the news anchors execs attend pre-lunch. Networks will air Pelosi Schumer's response to Trump's border wall Oval Office address after Democratic duo demanded chance to push back against malice and misinformation. I find it interesting that they've got more information than, let's see, our own intelligence sources, including the Newsstream media folks that are out there. It says, President Trump will be speaking at 9 a.m. Eastern on Tuesday. At least 5 TV networks will also air a Democratic Party response. Again, we're not finding out if, in fact, they're going to carry, these networks are going to carry the president's speech. The move is almost is without precedent other than State of the Union addresses or similar speeches to Congress. This is not without precedent. Precedent. This happened all the time. It used to happen all the time when really the major networks were the only way to get out. Presidents always spoke to the nation, as they should. I think they should do more often. I think the president should do that more often. In 2011, Republicans were given a chance to respond to an Obama speech about the merits of raising federal debt limit. Trump also hosts off-the-record lunch Tuesday with network execs and news anchors, similar to what happens on the day of the State of the Union address. Okay? But are they going to carry it? No one's answering that question. I don't see it here. Now, CBS is saying something for CNN, blah, 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 blah. We still don't know. We still don't know from this article if they're going to carry it. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs,
to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Anyway, I just wanted to let you know that we still haven't found out an answer to this yet, at least from the... I did try and I put in a couple of texts to see what's going on to some people. And I'm presuming, based upon some of the stuff that I just read, that they are going to carry it with everybody. Well, who knows? But they definitely, we do know that they're going to carry a rebuttal. It's going to be, it's kind of interesting to watch them. Let's see what their rationale is to talk about this. That you have all the Border Patrol agents. By the way, a lot of these guys were hired during the Obama administration. Probably have a sense of loyalty towards that. And a lot of them, I was reading some information last night about some of the Border Patrol agents and so on that have been loyal, that they definitely support a wall. They definitely support a wall. So misguided, what would be inconsistent about them being misguided, right? that is something that, of course, is completely normal, I would think. I would think. Anyway, I just want to let you know about that. We've got a whole bunch of stuff going on. We're going to be reading the grievance today. Grievance number 50. number 50 today. I like it when that happens, huh? And we're going to have a special grievance in a special reading of the Declaration of Independence. We're going to have sort of a little party, one-year anniversary for New California, reading of the Declaration of Independence. And we think that it's going to be kind of an interesting little situation with the reading of the Declaration of Independence next week. And then we're going to mosey on down and read the grievance. There's going to be two different things happening next week. We're going to be celebrating the Declaration of Independence from New California, from California. We've already declared that independence. And go from there. Anyway, I just thought I'd throw that one out to you. But we still haven't found and again, I'm kind of stalling here because I think I'm going to get a report maybe from somebody very quickly here as to whether or not this is actually going to be happening for everybody tonight. What are they going to read? What is he going to say? What's going to be the counter? More lies? Of course. Of course it's going to be more lies. So, immigration case backlog grows, can't afford to lose, president is up and about. If you have not heard, Ginsburg misses second day at court. We've been following this intensely. The article that came out this morning, because this is from The Hill. They've got a clip here, I think I'm going to play it. I won't play it because it's going to load on us. It says, Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg was absent from the Supreme Court bench for the second day in a row on Tuesday. It says, Chief Justice Roberts noted Ginsburg's absence when the justices took their seats for the second time in the new year. Repeating what he said Monday, Roberts and Ginsburg's is unavailable, said Ginsburg is unable to be present for the court sitting, but will participate in the decisions using transcripts of the arguments and court briefs. Ginsburg, who was forced to miss her first oral argument more than 25 years on Monday, is still recuperating at home after surgery to remove two cancerous nodules from the lower lobe of her left lung. The spots were found incidentally in an x-ray she had at George Washington University while being treated for, are you ready for this, fractured ribs, an injury she sustained after falling in her office on November 7th. This is not the only injury that she has sustained at falling, breaking ribs. This has happened before with her. If Ginsburg is forced to step down from the court, President Trump will surely nominate a justice to cement the court's conservative majority and push its ideological balance even further to the right for generations to come. And that is a fact. The court heard two cases Monday and two cases Tuesday. The justices are scheduled to hear arguments in one case on Wednesday. Roberts did not say whether Ginsburg will be in attendance. My guess is she will not be, but you know, I could be wrong. I'm just saying that this is the world that they live in now with Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Ruth Bader Ginsburg. German far-right leader severely beaten in assassination attempt. Okay, little report on Europe and what's going on with Brexit, European Union. Because it all affects us with what's going on over here in the great United States. Facing chance of Nazi and scum, UK lawmakers ask police to act over Brexit abuse. All right. German far-right leader severely beaten in an assassination attempt. Are we going to see more of these kind of things? This is from The Sun. Says AfD party chairman Frank Magnitz was left with a gaping head wound after being knocked unconscious by three attackers in Frankfurt. There you go. Here we go. Yikes, he's got a big blow to the head. Wow, big, large one, actually. says the far-right politician Magnitz was battered and left for dead by three suspects on Monday. Says he is believed to have been ambushed after leaving a New Year's Eve party in Frankfurt's Goethe Square. Isn't that amazing? Goethe Square. The party has described the assault as politically motivated attempted assassination. Magnitz has been beaten around the head with a piece of wood. He was knocked out cold by the three men, the ADF said. AFD said. The far-right politician remains in the hospital in serious condition. As party said, the chairman was saved by a builder who broke up the attack and chased off the suspects. German police have yet to arrest the three alleged attackers. Okay. Interesting, huh? I mean, I find that very interesting as to what's going on here. Continuing on in Europe. Facing chants of Nazi and scum. United Kingdom lawmakers asked police to act over Brexit abuse. British lawmakers called on the police Tuesday to do more to tackle intimidation of politicians, journalists outside Parliament after protesters shouted verbal abuse at a prominent pro-EU conservative during live television. Prominent pro-EU. See, this is what Gavin Newsom's afraid of. But he got a little taste of it with Ben Berkwam. He's afraid to have the public around him because he fears for himself and his safety and his family's safety. But, you know, we haven't gotten to know Gavin Newsom as a public. I mean, seriously. We don't know this guy. He's never out much. He was very limited in his exposure when you saw it during the campaign, right? See, this is the whole thing, and I guess I'm coming full circle from the beginning of the radio show. We said, wait a minute, why are you so cloistered in this white building? But we don't know Gavin Newsom. He never gets really out in public much. Lieutenant Governor, he was never in the office in Sacramento. He was out hiding. And yesterday was a great example of hiding in the white tent. We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN. One community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
Okay, so who is Gavin Twosome Newsom? Gavin Twosome Newsom. I don't know, and I do. I do know quite a bit about Gavin Newsom, in full disclosure. But I'm just going to read to you what it says in Wikipedia. So you are introduced to him nationally, because it's a national radio show, of course. And in those of you in California listening, in New California, you need to know who this guy is. Gavin Christopher Newsom, born October 10th, 1967, is an American politician and businessman who is the 40th and current governor of California. See, they updated it quickly. A member of the Democratic Party, he previously served as the 49th Lieutenant Governor of California from 2011 to 2019, and as the 42nd Mayor of San Francisco from 2004 to 2011. And of course, he brought to you the turds in the street. He was sworn in as the 40th Governor of California on January 7, 2000, yesterday. He is a national progressive figure who was a prominent early advocate for same-sex marriage, immigrant rights, universal health care, gun control, and the legalization of cannabis sativa. I threw in the sativa. Newsom attended Redwood High School and graduated from Santa Clara University. Let's check this Santa Clara University bidding it out. Let's see. Santa Clara University is a private Jesuit university in Santa Clara, California. It has 5,499 full-time undergraduate students and 3,130 graduate students. Founded in 1851, Santa Clara University is the oldest operating institution of higher learning in California and the West Coast of the United States, and has remained in its original location for 167 years. The university's campus surrounds the historic Mission Santa Clara de Asís, which traces its founding to 1776. The campus mirrors the mission's architectural style and provides a fine example of early mission revival architecture. The university is classified as doctoral professional university by Carnegie classification. The university office brought... Oh, I know. Santa Clara University is a private Jesuit university in Santa Clara, California. Aha, the relationship to Jerry Brown. So you're going to hustle through this. I'm looking at the time frame. Newsom attended Redwood High School. Okay, after graduation, he founded the Plump Jack Wine Store with family friend Gordon Getty as an investor. The Plump Jack Group grew to manage 23 businesses, including wineries, restaurants, and hotels. Newsom began his political career in 1996 when San Francisco Mayor Willie Brown appointed him to serve on the city's Parking and Traffic Commission and as a member of the Board of Supervisors the following year. In 2003, Newsom was elected the 42nd mayor of San Francisco, the city's youngest in a century. Newsom was reelected in 2007 with 72% of the vote. He was elected lieutenant governor of California in 2010 alongside Jerry Brown and was reelected in 2014. In February 2015, he announced his candidacy for the California governorship in 2018. On June 5th, 2018, he finished in the top two of the nonpartisan blanket primary. Nonpartisan, right, really, there's no partisanship there. And defeated Republican John Cox in the general election. Now, I bring this up to you. Oh, I'm sorry. Newsom was formerly married to former Fox News and on-air personality Kimberly Guilfoyle and has four young children with his second wife, filmmaker Jennifer Siebel Newsom. He hosted the Gavin Newsom Show on Current TV and wrote the 2013 book called Citizenville. Gavin Christopher Newsom was born in San Francisco to Tessa Thomas and William Alfred Newsom, a state appeals court justice and attorney general, an attorney for Getty Oil. He is a fourth generation San Franciscan. His father is of mostly Irish descent. One of Newsom's maternal grandparents, Scotsman Thomas Addis, was a pioneer scientist and in the field of neuropathy or nephrology. Excuse me, that must be with the kidneys in Stanford University. Newsom is the second cousin, twice removed, of musician Joanna Newsom. Newsom's parents separated when he was two and divorced in 1972. At age 10, Newsom moved with his mother and sister to Marin County. While Newsom later reflected that he did not have an easy childhood, he attended kindergarten, first grade at French-American bilingual school in San Francisco. He eventually transferred because of severe dyslexia that still affects him. His dyslexia has made it difficult for him to write, spell, and read, and work with numbers. Well, I can relate, having dyslexia myself, right? He attended third through fifth grade. Okay, we go into this stuff, and then he ends up at, Tessa Newsom worked three jobs to support Gavin and his sister Hillary Newsom Gallen. Who is the president of the Plump Jack Group, named after the opera Plump Jack, composed by family friend Gordon Getty. In an interview with the San Francisco Chronicle, his sister recalled Christmas holidays when their mother told them they wouldn't have any gifts. Lieutenant Santa Clara. Oh, so now you know. Now you know what's going on here with Gavin Newsom. Made his big money in wineries. Plump Jack Group. Plump Jack and Gordon Getty as an investor. Interesting background on him, isn't it? Santa Clara University. There you go. Governor Gavin Newsom. Might explain, I don't know, does it explain why he closed everybody off? And now this book called Citizenville. How to Take the Town Square Digital and Reinvent Government. It's a 2000 book by Lieutenant Governor. It describes how ordinary citizens can use digital tools to dissolve political gridlock and transform American democracy. That's just what we need, Gavin. More democracy. Of course, that's not what we need at all. And that's not what we're professing here. We're professing a Republican form of government. Blood on his hands. Well, blood on Jerry Brown's hands. Anybody who promotes sanctuary state status. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow.
My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. I want to thank Ben Berquam and Frontline America, his Facebook site. We played his protest, if you will, to Gavin Newsom, Newsom's inauguration. I think the thing that makes it so bitter about all the stuff going on that we're seeing is that yesterday, the people were completely sequestered away from, you know, what they should have seen was their governor. And it completely sequestered. That is an issue, ladies and gentlemen, isn't it? It's a big time issue. It's a big time issue and should not be happening. This was supposedly the people's inauguration yesterday. And the people were turned away. The people were threatened with arrest. The people had snipers trained on them from buildings. That's California. That's totalitarianism, guys. Straight up totalitarianism. We don't like it. I don't like it. You don't like it. But that's what we have in California today. Is there little wonder why there's new California? Is there any wonder why there's New California? We will not exclude the people in New California. Trust me, we will not do that. And if you're a United States citizen, well, of course, come to the front of the line. You've earned it. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, 821R.com, and stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.